On September 11th, 24 years ago, I saw the Twin Towers crumble to dust. And then on September 11th, this time around, I saw so many people grieving the shocking assassination of a hugely popular Gen Z influencer in front of 3,000 people. In both cases, millions of people were devastated in disbelief and grief, including reporters and politicians and law enforcement people, a lot of ordinary folks. And certainly the 2001 tragedy had a scope much greater. But this assassination hit many young people very personally. I found myself praying again what I cried out to God 24 years ago. God, what do you see here? And the answer's been the same both times. Souls. Lost souls. Grieving souls. Eternal souls. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a fatal shot, a wounded generation. You know, working with young people my entire life, more and more I've seen them become less engaged with their world and with current events. A lot of them know more about Taylor Swift's love life, but they can't find Ukraine on a map or tell you the name of the vice president. But they were drawn to Charlie Kirk, and he was dedicated to involving them in the major issues of our time. A primetime CNN host said, if you don't know who Charlie Kirk is, ask your teenager or your college student. He's right. He was, in a sense, a generational prophet to many of them. He had over 5 million followers on X and hundreds of thousands of listeners to his podcast and radio program. And, you know, a lot of people have said this generation is disconnected. Hey, listen, they connected with Charlie Kirk. To countless millions of young people, he was finally a voice they could trust. And suddenly he was gone. Well, for me, this isn't about Charlie Kirk's politics or his culture war perspectives. Of course, it's about his wife, Erica, and their two children. I'm so glad the Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. She has a relationship with him, and I pray Jesus will hold them close in his big arms. I do see what God showed me on that dark September 11th years ago, those souls. The emotional outpouring that has flooded social media gives me testimony to the deep sense of personal loss so many young people are feeling now. After the tragic events of September 11th, 2001, there was a hole in our hearts that none of our usual go-to answers could fill. So we turned to God. Churches were full. Prayer was everywhere. Many people opened their hearts to Jesus, who died for them and beat death by his resurrection. And for many contemporary young people, this recent loss has left their own hole in their heart. And that's where it's about souls. This trauma will be for many a turning point. Sadly, for some, to anger or retribution or disillusionment, despair, all destinations that are devoid of hope. Or to Jesus, whose hope is stronger than death and guaranteed by an empty tomb. Which brings us to our word for today from the Word of God, which happens to be a verse that Charlie's wife posted hours before his death. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. You know, we are desperate for a generation that doesn't carry all our baggage. A spiritual awakening may well be our only real hope, and our young people may be our only real hope of a better tomorrow. So I'm praying that the death of a look-to leader may lead them to the leader whose life and whose hope are eternal. Jesus called us to tell our world about his unlosable love, and then to let them experience that love through us. That was his final orders. I think about the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where the guard coming on and the guard coming off exchanged these words. The current guard says, orders remain unchanged. And the new guard says, orders acknowledged. We have our orders from our master to be his witnesses. So no matter the loss, no matter the cost, our orders remain unchanged.